Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from amazing, arid Arizona. I'm trying to think quickly, what can I do that all starts with A's?
Today, Jill and I talk about DataTree versus Title Pro versus RealQuest Pro. Those are the three best professional sources of data. We're licensed providers for all three of them, Jill and I are. And every member with us has access to all of them. And again, this like all week this week, this topic came from our customer service department because they're getting a lot of questions on this.
This topic is the very best way to get out of a conversation if you're approached by somebody boring in a bar environment or a restaurant environment. Am I right?
Well, I think that if you say we're licensed providers of data and then fill in the blank, you've already lost most of the people.
There we go.
Just licensed providers. It's like, nope.
How was your day? Well, here, thank you for asking. Here's what I did. And watch their eyes go, and we're done.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And additionally, if you're a member, join us on Discord.
Tiffany asks, I'm wondering if has anyone experienced longer and longer lead times on getting deals closed through an attorney or title in the last several months, or do I just need to get a new attorney? Laughing, haha. Though this is the second one and they have both been just swamped, I'm guessing it's across the board. I have, but it's not catastrophic. I seriously have. What I used to do in 10 days might take, if we used to do it in 10 days, maybe it takes 15 or 20, but a 30-day escrow is not a 90-day escrow.
Here's why. Whether you close a deal through an attorney or you close it through escrow, they both have to get depending on the state, a preliminary title report back that says, okay, green lights, everything's passed, we're now putting together the actual title insurance policy, or a title plant done in some cases. State to state is different. And sometimes the property there's issues, so we need to get plant work done. That's the holdup. There's a lot of escrow agents and a lot of lawyers that'll take your deal. But and the best lawyers in the world can get deals done in days. Mm-hmm. They still are held up this right now, in this sign of the times and whatever it is, January of 2021, because right. It's so busy. They're held up by title people.
And it's just volume. It's just the amount of deals getting done right now.
Title companies and escrow companies are different. Sometimes they have a title division, but they're usually just escrow companies. Lawyers never have a title component. They always go out to a title company. And title companies are they have a huge problem staffing because title plant people don't get paid that much and they need to be really smart. So it's just, that's the real answer, Tiffany. That's really what's happening. There's a huge shortage of title people, not escrow people.
Right. So anything you can do, help them, always be available. Like the things that I would do to be different, check in with them. Don't wait for them to check in with you. I would call them a couple times a week, maybe twice a week is probably a good number because they're busy, and just say, where are you in the process and what do you need from me? I mean, this is what I do and I have my team do. You know, like I always make sure you're not waiting for me. If you're waiting on me, you know, I'm on it kind of thing. Call, find out ahead of time before you open escrow, find out how backed up they are and how long they think it's going to take, and try to get a date with them that everybody agrees upon, and then make sure every email and every correspondence includes that date. So we're all reminding everybody, hey, we all said the 5th of February. What do you need from me? Kind of thing. And then I guess lastly, just be cool. Don't be pushy. Don't be mean. Don't get mad. If anything, send them treats. I know you guys are swamped. Yeah. And I really appreciate you're doing this for me. Not a lot of them are in the office, but maybe if they're in the office a couple days a week, you can find out when and have some cookies or something nice delivered, because that's what we do.
You know what always helps when talking to the county or to title people or lawyers? If they know that on the other end of whoever they're talking to, because they have to answer the phone and they talk to idiots all day long. If you separate yourself by saying words like title plan and escrow times and fees and HUD ones, and you really know that they're dealing with somebody who knows what they're talking about, that they're going to remember, especially in Jill's case, they're going to remember her.
Right.
And then the next time, especially if you send them like a thing of cake or something like that.
Yeah.
So if you can set your, it's the same way you sell land. You set yourself apart or set the land apart from everything, the sea of other stuff that's out there. You're going to do, they're going to want to do your deal. And they're going to want to deal with you again.
Exactly.
I just had a real estate agent say this, Jill and I. We had to kill a deal. And she and we were both upset about it, Jill and I, because we wanted to do the deal.
Right.
And the real estate agent said, it's no big deal. I'm in the people business, not the real estate business.
It was
and
really nice.
It really matters.
It does.
It really sunk into me that that's really what we're all doing here.
Exactly.
How do you feel about your banks today, Jill?
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know you had some concerns about it earlier.
Yeah, now they're okay, but one side still looks longer than the other, but we'll work on that.
Before we start recording this show...
How do you feel about your hair?
I don't have any feelings about my hair. Before we sit down and record these shows, it takes a good 30 minutes for Jill to kind of...
That's a record.
For Jill to get comfortable where she's like, okay, I good.
30
I look,
minutes?
I look good enough.
Be honest.
No, I look acceptable. It's never good enough. I look acceptable to actually
minutes.
Record.
30 minutes sitting here in the seat before
no,
you can
no,
start.
No, it's putting lipstick on and going into the bathroom.
That's normal fucking... getting out the door girl stuff. It's 3 minutes to sit here and just go, okay, ready, go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's topic, DataTree versus Title Pro versus RealQuest Pro.
Who would you under the bus
this
today?
Is the meat of the show.
Why are we talking about this stuff?
Because we're supposed to make these topics fun.
Yeah, but it's not a fan.
I didn't throw
okay,
it in the
bus. Thank you.
I think you look beautiful all the time.
Thank you.
Like, I don't see any difference.
Thank you.
I think most guys are like that.
Thank you. All right, you want to explain? You want me to explain? How do you want this to go?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
In around the late 90s, RealQuest decided to provide or start to collect data. The assessors have been, each county has an assessor department. And they've been collecting data since as long as there's been real estate to make sure that they can get that data to their department's treasurer.
To tax.
So they can send out property tax bills accurately. Or so they think. So all that data was already there anyway. What it needed, and computers allowed this to happen in the late 90s, was a way to make all those data files usable. Because they're quite honestly a mess. I used to order stuff directly in the 90s from the county assessor, and you need a PhD in data management to just figure it out. So RealQuest put it all into one national format, and so they still receive data files from all the counties. So, and they did it for the oil and gas industry. That never occurred to them in the very beginning that it might be good to have, title companies might need that data. Or now on the internet, we just all take it for granted. So you go look up a house and you can see the whole history of the thing and all of it.
I want to add, because I thought I find it interesting. Back then, they were owned by First American Title.
Yeah, I was trying not to, I don't know how to say this correctly because it's a very convoluted corporate thing that happened.
It is true.
RealQuest was started by First American Title. They separated themselves because it was such a money pit, and First American went on its way, and RealQuest Pro went public.
CoreLogic.
It's CoreLogic. The product is named RealQuest Pro. So I don't want to confuse the hell out of everybody. But it's interesting because then First American was without a data company for 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And then they just recently started DataTree.
Right.
Or just recently launched it, I guess, to the public. I think it was in some version of it was available to their agents.
Isn't that funny? It's like you were all like you should have hung on to the other thing. It's
well,
so funny.
I mean, that's actually a perfect segue into this. So RealQuest Pro is a fantastic data set, and it's managed very well. The interface that we all use and depend on is terrible. It's very clunky. You can't really look at data the way that you should be able to look at it before you spend the money to download it. But it's worth it because, you know, in the end, all three of these serve the exact same purpose. You download the data, you've got some records, you scrub it, you get offers in the mail, you buy some property real cheap. It's all about how you skin the cat or how you get there and what your personality type is like. Because these data sets are good. All three of them aren't there. Or we wouldn't, you know, we're licensed providers for these data sets. And there's other data sets that we're not licensed providers for a reason.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's a reason why we have all three too, not just one.
Yep.
There are special nuances to each one, and it's valuable to have.
So RealQuest Pro, again, great data set, super clunky to use. It's got a mapping function, but it's so hard to use. So honestly, I don't use RealQuest Pro that much anymore. DataTree is the 21st century answer to pulling land and house data, really any type of real estate data, and then visually seeing it. They add a visual component where it's all mapped. They have some really cool features. They have all the document numbers for the book and page, so you can see deeds and lien reports and all that in there. It's, you know, and they charge for it, but it's a really great service. Mm-hmm. Title Pro, which Jill is more experienced than
all three of these have documents too. That's interesting too. Title Pro came along in the middle when we originally had just RealQuest. We were using CoreLogic and using RealQuest Pro. It was perfect for land data.
You know what? That's great to say.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Jill, yeah. but we Jill and I survived just fine. For what?
Years.
15 years just using RealQuest mm-hmm. and put food on the table, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And I still, one of the things I still argue with and everybody confirms is it's the best for land. You can get a little more detail in there for some whatever reason. I don't know why. And the other thing is it's always delivered in the same format. DataTree doesn't necessarily do that. So now and then, you'll download a spreadsheet and your columns will be a little bit different depending on the county. And that's a nightmare when you're doing multi-zip or multi-county mailers like he's doing. He's a pro at it. But if you're not at his level, you got to kind of watch for that. And you might accidentally have some lines off. So
wouldn't call it a nightmare, but
okay, not a nightmare,
just,
but it's
just
a little
needs
bit
to
extra
be addressed.
Work.
Yeah,
extra work. Let's just say, yeah. So, but it's great for houses. So that's a you thing. So I was going to say, we started with RealQuest Pro, and they used to only have, back in the day, when I started, only the vesting deed. They only kept that one most recent deed. The vesting deed is the last recorded deed, and that was great, but what if the vesting deed was a year ago? I need to go back further than that. I need to know who owned it 2 years ago or 10 years ago, because I'm, you know, seeing how they're doing my due diligence on this property. That's where Title Pro came in, which is Black Knight Financial Services. The other thing we got out of them was this is before we had NeighborScoop, a GPS coordinate. If you've been in the business as long as we have, or you just, you know now, you can't find a property these times. There's not an address. It's a clunky legal description, and if it's a, older one, it might be meets and bounds. You know, you can't pop that in your cell phone and Google Earth and have it go to it.
Right.
And nor will it not have the outline. So we were trying to find properties, and we got a hold of, back then we had heard about Agent Pro was providing this GPS coordinate and some more documents. I'm like, done, we're getting it. So we went down the path, and after we're talking to them, they said, that's not the end all be all product. You know, we have this other thing that's really intense. It sounds like more like you'd want. It's really kind of for title agents. It's called Title Pro. Do you want that? Course.
Hell yes.
That's what we said.
Of course
said.
We want that.
Exactly. So that's what we did. And these are all things that we provide to our members too, by the way. It's awesome. So we had that. And then, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. Then along came DataTree.
Jill's a title pro. Everybody thinks I'm the data person, and I am. Yeah. But Jill is a title pro expert between the two of us.
I dig in there for documents and lien stuff and what I need to know about the property. I'm good at that. Zoning and finding different things. So then along comes DataTree, right? And so we said, all right, we're going to go that path too. And we found it was really good. Jack was using it for houses. And now it's kind of a race to the finish line for all three of them. They've all decided, oh yeah, we don't just need to do the most recent deed, the vesting deed. We need to get our hands on every document you can. So now between the three of them, I can get, deeds going back decades. I can get mortgage information. I can get all kinds of documents. Like, it's almost like divorce papers are going to start being in there. I'm not kidding. It's shocking when you go in there.
Financials, FICO scores, and everything.
All kinds of stuff's in there that we can get access on. And it's really, it's in the spirit of, I just want to make sure that I'm dealing with the right person. I'm dealing with the property is what I think it is. It was all conveyed the right way. I can see it all, and it's wonderful.
So now you have the background of the three companies, mm-hmm. and you kind of know that each of their specialization. But let me tell you, really, like on a day-to-day basis, really why this is important. There's a relationship in every deal. There's a relationship with paper, with the real estate itself. There's all this associated paper and the owners. and what these companies are doing, specifically Black Knight with Title Pro. Black Knight has said publicly, we are on a warpath to connect those three things so that every single piece of property, regardless of commercial, residential, or land or whatever, every document that's associated with that property and the owner who owns it at the time are all in one nifty little place where you can just get it from us and download it at your fingertips. And they started in California West because that's where the best data was available on what we're talking about, and they're rapidly moving their way east. So when you can think about, you could think about a property that's got a house on it or just a piece of land. There might be a mortgage. There might be a tax. There's a tax, a whole tax history. Some of the taxes may have been paid, some not. Some of the former owners may have died. There's all this stuff going on. And when you look, it's obviously used mostly in houses. So houses almost always 50% of the time have mortgages. Usually some people are married when they buy a house. Maybe they got unmarried while they own the house, and on and on and on. So you can see, I don't want to, if you're new at this, I don't want to complicate this. I don't want to make this sound like it's complicated, because it's not. That's why we have title agents and escrow agents. And that's why we deal in land too, because there's usually almost never any liens on land.
Right.
The point to these companies is that they're trying to make this easier for us, not harder, so that we can just, in a trustful way, in a reliable, honest way, look up an assessor's parcel number and APN and get everything there. Yep. And this is a wonderful time to be in real estate. Mm-hmm. It is truly, I've never would have guessed this 15 or 20 years ago, that it would be all, there'd be such a demand and it would be so user friendly. And it just gets better every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, something funny, a side note, for the first time ever, I had a broker tell me, hey, it looks like you're doing pretty good. I see you paid X for this property.
That's great.
He did. He looked it up. I said, and my reply was, yep, and it's priced well, because we all know it's priced way below what it's worth right now. And he had nothing he could say to that. But yeah, having data at your fingertips, it's amazing. So I never say that to anybody, but I sure look it up and I know it. I know what they spent. I just have it in my head. I don't let them know that I know.
Yeah.
But I know. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Introducing Land Academy Classroom. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm excited. That launches February? Yeah. March?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I know it's 10 weeks from whatever.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, God. Well, we'll tell everybody where to get the answers, and it's clearly not us.
We have about 15 minutes to figure out the answers before we turn the camera and the microphones.
Nah, let's just wing it. We're good at that. Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers and the number 2owners.com. Offers to owners. No setup fees, free email merch, and exceptional service. We should know because it's our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.